Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation on the show. Our last Jimmy's show for 2022. And we thought we'd ask him his top five favorite concerts of 2022.
When you asked me that question, I went, oh, boy. I don't watch that many of my concerts to really say what my top five
favorite concerts are. You're backstage doing stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard. I sit down for certain shows. I love certain artists. I love REO Speedwagon, so I sat down for a lot of REO.
I saw you sit down for Bruce
at Mohegan, and I'll sit down for Bruce again at Mohegan in March. So there's certain artists that, you know, if we're lucky enough to get Neil Young this year, I'll sit for Neil Young, but, you know, and I'll sit for a lot of the Dead. I'll go up to SPAC this year and next year and see the Dead. But in general, I don't really sit and watch the shows anymore.
So Jimmy texted this to me yesterday. I said, well, what about you do the top five shows that sold out the fastest? Because those are also kind of your favorite shows.
It's a good indicator, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I got very excited when you asked me.
See? These are shows you like.
Right. Had that in two seconds.
Sold out fast.
Yep.
Boom.
Bing, bang, boom.
Yeah, it's quite a different variety of artists. When I asked my bookers and my marketing people just to double check and make sure I was at least sort of correct on what was fastest. But truly the most amazing sellout of the year was Luke Combs for two shows at Mohegan Sun.
Wow.
They just sold out so fast. It was remarkable. I tried to get a third show. They played Friday, Saturday, begged for a Sunday. Couldn't get it, but... we never had two shows sell out so fast as Luke Combs. I don't think in the history of me doing concerts in Connecticut, because we really do two shows on an artist. Most artists decide, hey, we'll spend a day in Connecticut. We'll do two shows in New York. We'll do two shows in Boston. We'll do two shows maybe in Philly.
Yeah.
But we're not spending two shows in a secondary market like Connecticut. But Luke Combs did, and it sold right out probably in about 5 minutes.
When you do two shows, and you know you're going to do two shows, you don't put them both on sale at the same time. You put one on sale at a sellout, then announce the other one?
Yeah, I sort of like doing that because it gives more people the opportunity to buy tickets to the shows if you do it that way. Otherwise, somebody's buying tickets to both shows, and I think you get less people to enjoy the show. So I like doing it. But it really is a discussion between the artist and myself. Are we sure we can sell out two shows? And if so, maybe we should just put them both up for sale. We were sure about Luke Combs. We knew he'd sell out two shows.
Yeah, no doubt. Wow. I that kind of startles me that's, you believe, the fastest selling shows in concert history in Connecticut.
And I never heard a song by the guy. Have you?
Possibly.
Only when we talked about it last time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I think this is what I played. Yeah. Beer never broke my heart.
Trucks break down, dogs run off. Politicians lie being fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much, man.
I like this because it reminds me of rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the new country is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new country definitely brings a lot of rock in it, and that's what makes it popular in Connecticut.
Exactly,
because country in Connecticut was never the biggest thing going.
Mm.
We were more English rock, Southern rock. And I think this sort of Southern rock tinge that a lot of this new country rock has is something that appeals to Connecticut.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
It's pretty heavy,
because Southern rock is big here in this state.
Yeah.
And so it's just a natural cousin of Southern rock.
Exactly.
To a country show. And people love going to country shows at Xfinity.
Right.
Something about being outside.
Oh, yeah.
Under the sun.
It's fun.
Yeah. Night sky.
Oh, yeah. The lawn sells out faster than the seats. And we have three times as many tickets available on the lawn than the seats. But just like you said, they love to sit up on the lawn or party on the lawn and not be confined to seats. So when we do country rock shows, we expect the lawn to sell out, and then we're begging people to buy seats.
So Jimmy Koplik's on. We're talking about the top five fastest-selling shows in Connecticut in 2022. Luke Combs, number one. What's number two?
Number two is Morgan Wallen, another country artist.
Okay.
And played Xfinity in August and sold out probably within 30 minutes after putting it on sale, 25,000 tickets.
Wow.
I mean, Luke Combs sold 12,000, 13,000 over the 2 days. That was very fast. We sold 25,000 tickets on Morgan Wallen in at Xfinity in Hartford in August. Another country artist.
Man. So if you're that makes it easy for you to get big country acts here.
Seriously.
Yes, you're right. You're right. They do look to Connecticut as one of their primary plays.
Wow. You'd expect this kind of stuff in the South, but...
Right.
Oh, no, you're right. It's very weird. I mean, we are a buttoned-up state, you know, high income. Country usually is lower income. We're very professional in the state. Usually country is more blue-collar. It's not very New England, let's put it that way. But for some reason in Connecticut, it really works.
What's number three on the list?
Number three was Greta Van Fleet.
Okay.
At Mohegan Sun.
I could see that.
I remember that, yeah.
Oh, at Mohegan.
Yeah.
Yes, Greta Van Fleet. Yeah, we had Greta Van Fleet for two shows in Bridgeport in 2021. But we had Greta Van Fleet in October of 2022 in Mohegan Sun. And that was the fastest sellout, third fastest sellout we had.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, I remember they did two shows at the Amp. And they sold out in like 5 seconds.
Yep.
Right. And if you had asked me last year, that would have been on the list.
By the time you said their name, they were sold out already.
It is true. Fans were stunned because they were planning on going, and then everything was gone.
Wait, what? Yeah.
Like, wait, what?
Yeah. It's very fleeting. Yes. Yeah.
They're a very big band that most people have no idea what the name of the members of the band are, which is pretty amazing.
I couldn't tell you one name.
Yeah, and they're the same.
Yeah, we interviewed the singer, I think.
And they're rockers. So, you know, we're all rock fans, and they're big. And they actually sound a lot like an 80s band or a 70s band, which would appeal more to me personally. I happen to like their music because it reminds me of Queen and Zeppelin. And it's really retro rock what they play, in my opinion. I don't know any of their names.
Sarah? No.
Yeah. I'm not sure if this is a great example. They have a big range of, you know, like Queen, there's a song that'll blow your face off, and then there's a song that will get to your heartstrings.
That one song was so Led Zeppelin that we were playing a lot of.
That's right.
Like, their hit.
Yeah.
That was, I'm like, that's Zeppelin.
Wow, this is an interesting list, Jimmy. I wouldn't have picked any of these if I were to guess the top fastest selling concerts in Connecticut for 2022. So Luke Combs, number one. Morgan Wallen, number two. Greta Van Fleet at Mohegan, number three. Who's number four?
Number four is a hippie show. So another brand of music that's very popular. Goose, which are Connecticut boys, along with Trey Anastasia. So they played Mohegan Sun in November.
Goose. This is incredible.
Goose.
And it sold out within about 30 minutes.
Huh.
And
wow,
we're very proud of Goose in particular because they're hometown boys. They're from Norwalk.
And opening was Duck Duck. Sorry. That'd be cool.
Why are all these 8-year-olds in the audience?
Why is everybody in a circle? You sit down.
Holy crap.
That's cool.
I wouldn't have guessed any of these. Hmm. Luke Combs, I should have known.
Right.
Should have saw that one coming because we talked to Jimmy about this.
Right.
And what's number five on the list of fastest-selling concerts sellouts in Connecticut 2022?
Well, this took a little searching and figuring out what the fifth one was, but we came up with Lorde at Mohegan Sun, which sold out in about 45 minutes.
Wow.
So we've got guys, girls, bands, hippie music, country music. Lorde, I don't know what kind of music she is, but she's...
I got to tell you, if she was out in the 90s when this station was playing new songs, we would have played her.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I put her along the Alanis Morissette. She's like Alanis Morissette to me.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah. More like, I don't know, alternative rock, alt rock.
Right.
Yeah, alt rock. I think you're right.
Okay.
And again, very big in Connecticut.
Super talented.
Really?
She's great. And was our fifth fasting sellout show of the year.
Holy crap. None of those big classic rock names.
No.
They're getting old. And you know what?
So are we.
Yeah, so are we. And what we find out is, You know, ticket prices are high. We all admit to ticket prices being high. And when you've seen an artist 10 times in your life.
That's right.
That maybe sense. You just don't go the 11th time.
Yeah.
And you know, we had a tremendously successful year. We had more concerts this year than any year in the history of Connecticut. And a lot of sellouts, don't get me wrong. But when you ask me the top five sellouts.
Yeah.
These are your top five sellouts.
Nice.
I mean, REO Stick sold out, Van Morrison sold out, Doobie Brothers sold out. A lot of classic rock artists did sell out, but not quick.
These are the fastest.
You just made a good point, though. What was a Luke Combs ticket compared to, like, I don't know, a Bruce Springsteen ticket or a Doobie Brothers ticket or a...
A very positive thing about one of the many positive things about Mohegan Sun is they really do care about keeping the ticket prices reasonable.
Awesome.
They are fine. You generally will see Mohegan Sun ticket prices lower than anywhere else. So when I point out that Luke and Goose and Lord and Greta Van Fleet were four of the five that played Mohegan Sun, I think a lot of it has to do with just what you're talking about, which is lower ticket prices.
Gotcha. AJ, what was your favorite concert?
Sammy Hagar and George Thorogood. That was just such an amazing night. There were so many people there. They all played fantastic. It was great to see Sammy. You know, I haven't seen Sammy in a long time. Having Michael Anthony up there was fantastic. It was great. Just a great night. And I didn't know that George Thorogood was so funny.
Yeah.
He was actually funny.
And he was great. He sounded great. The band sounded great. And
yep.
Sammy was doing Van Halen and embracing Dave Van Halen, all Van Halen.
Yeah, it was just a perfect evening.
The only thing I didn't like about that show was Sammy's sound. It was distorted.
Oh.
And it's interesting because I got to talk to a guy who is in charge of the sound at the amphitheater.
Uh-huh.
But when these bands roll in, and Jimmy, correct me if I'm wrong here, he told me that each band brings their own sound guy.
That's correct. And it was also the opening night of Sammy's tour.
Right.
Right. So you have that.
But he said some of these bands, all they're concerned with is being louder than the act that opened for them.
Uh-huh.
And what happens is you overpower the sound system.
Right.
So it's not a good recipe for the audience to be louder than the opener.
Right.
I don't know. Loud is over for me.
Yeah, I want to hear, like, George had, like, just a great sound.
Right.
Like, all the lows were there. You felt the thump of the bass, the kick drum.
Right. Well, that night I was also distorted.
Yes, so it was perfect.
So it blended right. I'm like, this is great!
You know, it's funny. It's interesting because AJ said everybody was there, and that's a big part of the experience.
Atmosphere.
It's not necessarily, the band is a big part of it, but it's who are you with.
Right.
Who are you sharing this experience with?
Exactly.
And also, if the show is sold out, it's always more, and which that was, and it's always more exciting when there are no empty seats.
Yeah,
and there's
that's
a
right.
crowd
it's an
of
energy.
Yeah, the energy is very different on a sold out show.
Yep.
There were days in the 80s that I remember once I had Emerson, Lake and Palmer set for the New Haven Coliseum. We put it on sale. Wasn't doing that well. We moved it over to the Palace in Waterbury just so that we had that energy and that excitement. And that doesn't happen anymore. Artists don't do that anymore. But we used to do that every once in a while. If it didn't sell out really well, didn't sell really well at the Coliseum, after a week we'd say, you know what, let's move it to the Palace Theater. And we did that probably about 20 times.
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah.
Emerson, Lake and Palmer at the Palace.
Right.
Yep.
That's mind-blowing. Yeah, my favorite of 2022 was Lynyrd Skynyrd, and it was really band, song selection, their sound system, but everyone I was sitting with, the people that went, you know, it's lifetime memories with
yep.
them. Jennifer's mom went, my niece went. It was a perfect night. The weather was perfect.
Yeah, I just love being outdoors.
Joel in Fairfield.
Good morning to you all, and healthy, happy holidays. But very quickly for Mr. Coplick, next year at Bridgeport, I see that Lynyrd Skynyrd and ZZ Top are together. What about them? Zach Brown and
hold on, where do you get that info? I didn't know that.
Hold on.
Jimmy, did you tell us this already?
Hot damn tamale.
No. They're on tour.
They are on tour. The tour has been announced. The only date that I have is up in Saratoga.
I was just hoping for Bridgeport.
Oh.
Well, we are hoping for a ZZ Top show.
Oh.
And we're trying to put George Thorogood on the show. which I think would be great. And that would either play Oakdale or Bridgeport.
Bridgeport, okay. Bridgeport, Bridgeport. I'm sorry, was that loud? Sorry.
Skinner, anything about Zach Brown possibly or Steve Winwood?
I have not heard anything about Steve Winwood touring. If he toured, we'd throw him right into Bridgeport for sure.
So good.
And you asked about Zach Brown? Zach Brown is touring but not playing Connecticut.
Oh. Damn it.
Bummer.
Why not?
I wish I knew because August 19th he's playing Boston, and I asked for August 20th, and they said no. And he seems to have the day off on August 20th.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for everything. Have a happy holiday. AJ, it's Roseville Terrace for the holiday decorations. You will really like it.
Roseville Terrace. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Joel.
Appreciate it.
Bye-bye now.
You too.
Bye. Thank you.
Roseville Terrace.
Oh, man. Yeah, Zach Brown was a regular summer deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, we haven't had him since 2019. I used every weapon in the book. Money, hasn't played the market in 4 years. I tried everything.
Did you tell him I'll leave the state for a day? AJ, I'll leave the state for the day. Okay, we're going.
I brought it. Maybe you can meet AJ, and that killed the deal.
Then that was it. It was over.
You
had him on the line.
Right.
Chris in Oxford.
Chris?
Hi. So, my favorite show last year was Shinedown at Mohegan. And a couple of things about that show, which was insane. It was the loudest show I've ever been to in my entire life. They actually blew a speaker in midway through the show, which I'd never seen before. But the pyrotechnics and the sound was amazing. They actually said something about, like, most sellout shows, or it's not about, like, some Hall of Fame at Mohegan. Jimmy, you might know more about that. But they said something about that during the show. I know they go there a lot and every year, and I was wondering if they're going to be there next year.
I think they will be playing Connecticut next year. Not sure where at this point. Tom's right hand, Dario Johnson, it's his favorite group, so... Whenever we bring up Shinedown, he goes, we'll buy it. We'll buy it. No problem.
Nice.
That's why you always see Shinedown out there.
Okay.
Yeah, what a show. What a great show they put on.
That's cool. Yeah. Thank you, Chris.
No problem. Thanks, Chris.
You know, speaking of loud groups, it is the 43rd anniversary of The Who playing the New Haven Coliseum today.
Oh, boy.
That's loud.
Yep.
They held the record for a long time. I don't know if they still do, but they held the record for the loudest concert.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, and that's why Pete can't hear. That's why Roger can't hear. So they just played too loud, and it's today's actually the 43rd anniversary of that show.
Do I actually know the huh? Huh?
And that was a week after that Cincinnati show where, was it, six people died?
I think more than six people died. It was December, the Cincinnati tragedy. It was certainly within a week or two of that, and I got called into the mayor's office, and I was told to open up the doors 4 hours in advance of the show, and I said, well, that's ridiculous. There's no reason to do that. Well, if they had opened up the doors earlier in Cincinnati,
it's not true.
That never would have happened. I said, well, first of all, that was a general admission show.
That's
we
right.
have a reserved seat show.
Yeah.
I said, there'll be nobody there 4 hours in advance because everybody's got their seat reserved.
Right. They're all
set. Yeah. So I went to the band. I told them what was going to happen. The band said, your mayor's an idiot.
Mm.
And I said, well, we got to staff it. Would you guys mind, would the Who mind paying for it? After all, you're the guys who had the concert that killed people.
Yeah.
That didn't work well.
No.
Right. No, that didn't go over real well.
Whoops. Looking back,
no. So, yeah. So then I ended up paying for it. Nobody showed up. We were staffed to seat people, and nobody showed up.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's better to be safe. Anthony in Brantford.
Hey, how you doing, folks?
Hello.
How you doing today? Good. We actually got bands from you guys from the Sound on Sounds show in Bridgeport there, and we went Saturday. I brought my 15-year-old daughter, and we had a great time. I know there were some issues with the sound and stuff, but, Chaz was saying, because of the people you go with makes the show, my daughter had a great time, and it was a great show for us. And
that's
we
great.
Went all day and night. So I thank you very much for the tickets, and you guys do a great job overall. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. Appreciate
it. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Can you give us any hints as to what's coming in 2023, Sound on Sound?
Yeah.
Well, we won't tell anyone.
Between us, yeah.
We do have the whole talent lineup set up for both days.
Okay.
Already, the headliners and everybody underneath, so we're very happy about that. We think we'll go on sale sometime in February, which is what we did this past year. And I will venture to say it's tough to say anything because I promised the partners I wouldn't. But let's put it this way. We have a stadium-sized act headlining the show this year.
That's great.
Interesting.
Stadium-sized
act headlining Sound on Sound this year. And we also are moving the site. We're moving it away from where it was last year to a bigger site in Seaside Park.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. It was too crowded.
Okay.
It, you know, I appreciate Anthony's kind comments, but we did have issues on Saturday. They were fixed on Sunday. We did have issues on Saturday, but we... I spent a lot of time. I never realized how much goose doo-doo there is down there. Because I
not
guess
the bands, right?
Not yeah,
band
no, no, no. It's interesting because I guess when you play ball on the ball fields, the geese stay away.
Yeah.
So there's never anything during the summer. So when I did it last year, I never thought about it. But we decided to move to a different part of the park this year, and I had to throw out my shoes afterwards.
Oh,
it was so terrible.
Yeah.
But that's what happens in the wintertime when nobody's playing ball down there. The goose take it over.
Yep.
The geese take it over. So, but it's going to be a spectacular package of talent this year, no question.
Stadium size.
Stadium size artist.
To me, that doesn't say, would you say Ringo fits into stadium size?
No.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's.
I'm still stuck on goose doo-doo.
That's exciting. Stadium size.
GDD Park.
Would that be classic rock?
Yes.
Nice.
Wow. Stadium size.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, plenty of
now,
time to figure
if they
it out.
Played a stadium, would they be playing a stadium with three other bands to like be stadium, or they could do a stadium on their
headlining
own?
Just them?
Just them.
Wow.
Wow.
So a headline stadium.
Is this like a consistent
rock.
Lineup act, or have they changed pieces over the years?
Goose Doo Doo Park.
No, it's consistent.
Oh, wow. Oh okay. Man. So that's a lot of good clues. It's
wow. Consistent. What a way to end 2022 with this cliffhanger.
Seriously.
And I would expect that we will announce the show on Chaz and AJ's show in February.
Wow, we don't have to wait that long. That's
you know, Chaz's
great.
Birthday is January 7th.
Right?
Yeah,
and
so
Phil,
is Phil.
Phil's too. And no, Phil knows Goose Doo Doo.
It'd be a nice gift.
Yeah, I know. Jimmy will be back on the 5th.
Nice.
Yeah. The 5th? The 6th?
The 5th.
5th, yes.
Yes, right,
okay.
Right.
Jimmy, thank you for another great year
yes.
of shows here on this radio station. We appreciate you.
I love you guys, and
love
thank
you
everybody for coming to the shows, and we'll have a lot of fun next year.
Love you,
thank
too, man.
You.
Take Jimmy care, Jimmy.
Topic. Love you, man.
This was the Chaz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Chaz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.